Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. ART Lexington has been working on the lost shows of the Great Gildersleeve. Here's episode 70. We call it the Keystone Club.
Kraft presents the Great Gildersleeve. The Kraft Cheese Company, who also bring you Bing Crosby every Thursday night, present each week at this time The Great Gildersleeve, written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. We'll hear from The Great Gildersleeve in just a moment. But first, let me tell you about a regular once-a-week main dish at our house, because your family will go for it too. It's simple. Waffles and syrup with plenty of parquet margarine. Now, there's nothing new about waffles, but if you haven't discovered what parquet can do for them, try spreading it over piping hot waffles just before adding the syrup or honey. You'll be delighted at the extra flavor parquet gives to your waffle feast. Now, I can't really describe the delicate appetizing flavor of parquet margarine, but that's something you can find out for yourself. All you have to do is try it and see how good parquet really is. Then you'll know why parquet, the quality margarine that's made by Kraft, is an all-around favorite in so many homes. Not just for special occasions like waffle dinners, but also as an everyday spread for bread. On bread or toast or rolls, you'll agree, parquet's flavor is tops, and it is wonderful in baking and for pan frying. Parquet is good for your family, too. It is one of the best energy foods you can serve, and every pound contains 9,000 units of vitamin A. So ask your grocer tomorrow for economical parquet. P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine made by Kraft. Now let's join our friend the Great Gildersleeve. With the Summerfield Water Department about to close down for the holiday weekend, we find the commissioner at his desk hard at work paring himself an apple, while in the office outside, his secretary is on the phone handling a few last-minute details.
You still there, Mabel? So anyway, we ended up going to the movies.
You there, Bessie?
Yes, Mr. Gildersleeve. I'll call you back, Mabel.
Bessie, open the safe and get me that diamond ring I put away a few weeks ago, will you?
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve, you mean congratulations are in order again?
I don't mean anything. I just don't want to be caught without the ring this weekend, that's all. For one of a nail, the shoe was lost. For one of a shoe, the horse was, never mind. Don't let me go home without it, that's all.
No, sir. Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yes?
The combination to the safe?
Well, I gave it to you. Don't tell me you've lost it.
Oh, no, I haven't lost it. I wrote it down the minute you gave it to me.
Well, I should hope so.
I've just lost what I wrote it down on.
Well, find it, and don't leave until you do.
I remember it was three numbers.
Hello there, girlie. Is His Highness in?
His Highness?
The Commissioner. Is he in?
I'll have to ask him. What was it you wished to see him in regards to, please?
I guess you haven't been in Summerfield very long, sister. You just tell him Ed Kemp is here. He'll see me.
Bessie?
Mr. Gildersleeve, this gentleman...
Hello there, Commissioner. You know me, Ed Kemp.
Oh, yes. How do you do?
County Clerk, you remember?
Oh, yes, yes. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, that's not the question, Commissioner. It's what we can do for you.
How's that?
I wonder if you and me could have a little more privacy here. Meaning no offense, sister.
Certainly. Just step into my office. Sit down, Mr. Kemp. Have a cigar?
Thanks. Don't care if I do. Mr. Gildersleeve, I dropped in today at the suggestion of a certain party.
Excuse me?
Yes, Bessie?
Mr. Kemp, did you have an appointment?
Huh?
I'm sorry, but Mr. Gildersleeve is very busy. Unless you have an appointment...
Never mind, Bessie. I'm handling this now.
I forgot to ask him before.
All right, skip it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that Bessie. I'm sorry, what were you about to say?
The boys around City Hall have been keeping an eye on you, Gildersleeve. You've been doing a great job in this department. Great job.
Well, thank you. I've done my best.
Between you and me and the guy next door, we think you've got a future, if you play your cards right.
Oh? Do you think so?
Absolutely. And the boys down at the club think the same.
The club?
The Keystone Club. And I don't have to tell you that what they say just about goes as far as the organization is concerned.
I guess everybody knows that.
Mr. Gildersleeve, we'd like to have you join us.
Well, this is very flattering.
Now, we're giving a little affair down at the club tomorrow night. Purely social, you know. Like to have you drop around to meet some of the real men of this town.
Fine. I'd like to do that.
And it's going to be open to the ladies, too. Favors and all that. So if you have a lady friend, bring her along.
Thanks, I have. I may do that.
Well, got to be trotting along. Glad to have you one of us, Gildersleeve.
Well, I'm certainly honored, Mr. Kemp.
The honor is mutual. Between you and me, you're making no mistake. With the right backing, you can be a big man in this town. In this town? What am I talking about? In this country?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, I'll go even farther than that and say, when the time comes, who knows, stranger things have happened. But keep it under your hat. Mum's the word.
Oh, I will. And thanks for dropping in.
Oh, not at all.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Governor.
Governor. Wait till I tell a certain party about this. Bessie, did you find that combination?
No, Mr. Gildersleeve, and I've looked everywhere.
What am I going to do? I've got to have that ring. More than ever, I've got to have it.
Oh, I got the ring, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Huh? You have?
Sure. The safe was open all the time.
Oh, that Bessie. I'm going to have to let her go.
Hey, Marge.
What is it now, Leroy?
How many P's in Rappahannock?
Oh, for goodness sake, let me see. It's either two P's or two N's or... Oh, never mind. George Washington lived on the Potomac.
I know, but it was the Rappahannock he threw the dollar across.
That's not an important part of the story. Just leave it out.
But it is important.
Don't be silly, Leroy. You were asked to write on the topic, what would George Washington be today? What does it matter how far he could throw a dollar?
Because my topic is, if George Washington was alive today, he'd be an outfielder.
Oh, no wonder you get such bad marks in history.
The teacher doesn't like me. I'd like to know who appointed you to be my boss anyhow.
It wasn't my idea. You saw the teacher's note.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Don't talk to me like that.
Well, well, well. Happy little family.
Hey, Uncle Mort, Marge is making me stay in all Saturday afternoon instead of getting exercise so I can stay healthy.
Uncle Mort, I'm only making him do what the teacher said. He has to write a little short theme about George Washington.
I'll do it later, Unc.
You'll do it now, Leroy.
How do I know what George Washington would be today? What a topic.
That's an inspiring topic, Leroy.
Funny, it don't seem to hit me.
If Washington were alive today, he would be once again a leader of his people. In other words, it is still possible for a man in this country to fight his way to the top of the political ladder, providing he has the necessary qualities of courage, integrity, and, courage.
What's come over you, Uncle Mort? You sound like Congressman Abernathy.
Tim Abernathy is an able statesman, my dear. He came up the hard way. Like myself, he has suffered privations, and privations are the test of character.
Are you kidding?
Leroy.
Sorry, Aunt.
Marjorie, my dear, and you too, Leroy, I have a surprise for you.
What is it?
Children, what would you think if your Uncle Mort was mayor of Summerfield?
What happened to Mayor Terwilliger? Did he drop dead?
As a matter of fact, the mayor's job is only the beginning. Who's that?
It's me, Mr. Gildersleeve. I went shopping and I hit the jackpot.
What'd you get, Bertie?
Pot roast.
Oh, baby.
Never mind, Leroy. Keep your mind on your work.
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve, while I'm passing through...
What is it, Bertie?
It's a thing I've brung up several times before.
You don't mean the...
Yes, sir. That wash tub is still stopped up.
He'll look at it later, Bertie. Right now, he's telling us something very important.
Oh, well, in that case, pardon me.
That's all right, Bertie. You might as well know about it, too.
Uncle Mort may be the next mayor of Summerfield, Bertie.
My land, and me asking him to fix a washtub.
And why not? In the words of a great statesman, the higher the public office a man holds, the more he is the servant of the people. I'll fix that laundry tub, Bertie, tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. Gillsleeve. While you're in the mood, could you write a letter for me?
A letter? But you write your own letters. Every Sunday I see a letter from you addressed to that Corporal Jackson.
Well, yes, sir. I rip those off pretty easy. But when I write, Dear Finance Company, it just don't flow so good.
Don't worry about that, Bertie. Oh, my goodness. I've got to get out of here. I'm meeting Mrs. Ransom in front of the beauty parlor at 4 o'clock.
I've got to get started, too. I'm meeting Ben at 4:30.
Well, I'm meeting Piggy Banks right now.
Not till you've met George Washington.
I've finished it. There.
What? Let me see it.
I'll read it to you. George Washington was one of the greatest presidents our country ever had. He was respected by the rich, the poor, and by the statesmen in foreign countries. He was responsible for national unity, and if it hadn't been for him, there might not be any United States today. If he was alive now, he would be one of the most important men in the country. How's that, Unc? Shall I wrap it up?
Excellent, Leroy. A fine thought. Well expressed. I'll see you at supper, my boy. Goodbye, Marjorie.
So long.
Well, Leroy, I've got to hand it to you. You certainly whipped out George Washington in a hurry.
Didn't I, though?
Tell me, off the record, how did you do it?
I wrote it last week.
What?
That's right. Only last week it was about Abraham Lincoln. So long, sis.
Well, hello, Gildy.
Hooker.
What are you doing hanging around outside the beauty parlors? Thinking of getting a finger wave?
Very funny, Judge. It just happens I'm standing on the public sidewalk. Is that against the law?
Not as far as I know.
You'd better start going easy, Judge. You're going to have to be polite to me pretty soon.
I am.
Well, a small town judge takes his hat off to the mayor, doesn't he?
You thinking of running for mayor, Gildy?
If the public demands it. The boys down at the Keystone Club seem to think that I'm political timber, Horace.
You are definitely timber, Throckmorton, in spots. Well, hello, Leela.
Well, hello, Judge. You old surprise of you. Hello, Throckmorton.
Hello, Leela.
Now, what mischief are you two naughty boys cooking up on this beautiful Saturday afternoon?
Well, we were just...
Judge was just passing by, Leela. He's in a hurry to get home. Aren't you, Judge?
Not as much of a hurry as I was, but I do have to leave.
Fine. Goodbye, Judge.
Goodbye, Horace. Sorry you have to run.
Goodbye, Leela. I'll see you tonight.
Leela, are you going somewhere with that old goat tonight?
Why shouldn't I, Throckmorton? You and I are no longer an engaged couple, you know.
I know, but we were. And you said you'd be my valentine.
That hardly makes it official.
Leela, I've got to find out where I stand with you. Where can we go? Would you like a soda?
Well, I'm not a bit hungry.
Here, let's go in the drugstore.
Well, good afternoon, Mrs. Ransom, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello, Peavy.
Good afternoon, Mr. Peavy. You're looking well.
Thank you, Mrs. Ransom. I feel pretty perky today.
What'll you have, Leela?
Well, I'm not a bit hungry, really. I guess I'll just have a banana split.
I'll have the same.
I'm sorry, no bananas. Every time I say that, I think of a certain song. Used to be quite popular some years ago. Yes, we have no bananas. I don't carry a tune very well.
Never mind the concert, Peavy. Have you any ice cream?
Oh, yes, Mr. Gildersleeve. I have chocolate and vanilla.
Then I'd like a chocolate sundae.
I'll have the same.
All right. Chocolate sundaes you shall have.
Leela.
Yes, Throckmorton.
You know something? The day you broke off our engagement, I felt terrible. I couldn't sleep that night.
Silly.
I lay awake till 3 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't get to sleep till I went downstairs and ate 2 turkey sandwiches.
You poor lamb.
Leela, I've got something here in my pocket. I want you to accept it.
Oh, Throckmorton.
And here are the Sundays. I think they look real nice, don't you?
They look just wonderful, Mr. Peavy. Thank you.
You're welcome. That'll be 30, Mr. Gildersleeve.
All right, here. Now go out back, will you, and make up a few prescriptions.
I understand, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, go on then. Leela, for the second time, will you marry me?
Throckmorton, I haven't got a spoon.
Here's a spoon.
Thank you. My, this is simply delicious.
Mm-hmm. Will you, Leela?
Throckmorton, I don't know. I'd have to think it over. I don't feel quite the same as I did when you first swept me off my feet.
Why not?
Well, maybe I wouldn't want to spend all my life in a little town like Summerfield.
Maybe you wouldn't have to, Leela.
But you're all settled here and everything.
Leela, what if I told you the political leaders in Summerfield were already calling me governor? What would you say to that, huh?
Throckmorton Gildersleeve, what are you talking about?
They tell me I've got a big political future, Leela. Just for a starter, I'm going to the Keystone Club tomorrow night to meet some of the big men behind the scenes. Would you like to go with me?
Oh, Throckmorton, how thrilling. I suppose it's formal.
Formal?
You wear your tuxedo, you hear? And I'll wear my long black chiffon.
You mean the one with the...
Yes, that's the one. Oh, Throckmorton. 2 years ago, I was taken through the governor's mansion in my home state, and it was the most gorgeous place I've ever seen, and such lovely silver.
Leela, I want to introduce you Monday night as my fiancé. Is it... Could you... May I...
But of course, darling. We can't dream of keeping it a secret any longer.
The Great Gildersleeve will be with us again in a few seconds. A few minutes ago, I suggested that you serve parquet with waffles if you want to give your family a really special treat, and that you adopt parquet as the regular family spread for bread. I'll bet that the first time they taste parquet, they'll be back for more on another slice of bread. They just can't resist that delicious, delicate flavor. In fact, you don't want them to resist it. You want them to eat more of this nutritious food because parquet fits perfectly into your family nutrition program. It is one of the best of all energy foods, and every pound contains 9,000 units of important vitamin A. Yes, to add zest to appetites and to help your family get the energy food they need so much these busy days, get acquainted with parquet, the economical quality margarine made by Kraft. If your dealer can't supply parquet right now, it's because so many more people than ever before are asking for it and because of wartime shortages. But he won't be without it long. So watch your dealer's stocks and treat your family to economical parquet. P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine made by Kraft.
Now, let's look back at the Great Gildersleeve. Thus far, he has celebrated the holiday quietly, dreaming of the eloquent remarks he may make if he is called on tonight at the Keystone Club. Also, with unusual forethought, he has been bustling around upstairs to see that all his suits are accounted for and his evening clothes in order.
Marjorie! Bertie! Anybody!
What is it, Uncle Mort?
Somebody's been getting into my shirts!
What do you mean?
Here I'm going to the Keystone Club tonight, and I can't find a single dress shirt. Not one!
Oh, now that's impossible. Did you look in your drawer?
Of course I looked.
Something wrong, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Plenty!
Uncle Mort says he has no dress shirts.
It's that laundry man. He ain't been around for days. I'm beginning to think he must have gone in the army.
Bertie, do you think you could possibly launder one in time for this evening?
Well, I might, if it wasn't for one thing.
What's that?
Well, I don't like to mention it again, but I can't do no laundry without a laundry tub.
Oh, that. Well, come on, let's have a look at it.
I've been looking at it, but it didn't do no good.
Well, all it needs is a master's touch. It's full of water.
That's the trouble. It won't run out.
Won't do no good just poking around with a stick. I tried that.
Well, it's a nasty business, but I guess there's just one thing to do.
Gangway!
Oh, Leroy!
Yeah?
Stick around. I may need you.
But, Unc, we were going skating. Marge and Ben and me.
Stick around. I've got some fixing to do here.
Gosh, Marge and Ben were counting on me.
Well, if we finish before Ben arrives, you can still go with them. If they want you, which I doubt. Go get the Stilson wrench.
Where is it?
Don't ask me where it is. Where did you have it last?
I didn't have it.
You did too, Leroy. You had it yesterday, out on the back porch, cracking nuts. I'll go get it.
Well, I guess the only way to tackle this thing is from underneath. If I can make it. Oh, darn thing.
That must be Ben.
Ben? I wonder if Ben knows anything about plumbing.
Never mind, Bertie. I'll go.
Leroy, don't go away. Leroy? Leroy!
Tell Ben I'll be right down, Leroy.
Hiya, Ben. How's the kid?
Hello there, young fella. Is your sister in?
Yeah, she'll be down. Come on in.
Thanks.
Let's see your skates. Gee, they're keen. I always wanted hockey tubes, but Unc had to go and buy me rockers.
Well, they're all right to learn on.
Rockers are for girls. Where are you going skating?
I don't know. I guess Skinner's Pond.
Good. I'm coming with you.
Oh, no, you're not. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
I am, too. You ask Unc.
Leroy, you are not coming with us. Shall we go, Ben?
Ben wants me to go. Don't you, Ben?
Well, sure. I mean, whatever's all right with your sister is all right with me.
Leroy, you're just embarrassing Ben.
That's all right. He was embarrassed already.
Ben, how are you, my boy? Glad to see you.
How do you do, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Going skating, I see.
Yes, just going to do a little skating.
Fine, fine. Great exercise. I used to cut some pretty fancy figures myself in my younger days. By the way, Ben, you're an engineer. I've got a problem out here that might interest you. Sort of in your line. Did you ever run into any trouble with wash tubs?
Now, Uncle Mort, you leave Ben alone.
Very interesting. I'd like to show it to you if you've got a minute.
Certainly, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Uncle Mort, we're late already.
Won't take a minute, my dear. Won't take but a minute. You see, the water will run into the tub, but it won't run out. Baffling, isn't it?
Well, it's really pretty simple, Mr. Gildersleeve. I think you'll find the trouble is in the elbow joint there.
In the elbow joint?
That's right. It stopped up.
There, Leroy. What did I tell you?
I don't know, but it wasn't that.
The elbow joint, huh? By George, I'll tell you, there's nothing like having an engineer in the family. Elbow joint.
Uncle Mort, if we're going to do any skating...
Now, don't rush Ben off. He'd probably like to watch this and see how it's done. Leroy, hand me that wrench. Let's see now, the elbow joint. How'll we get at it?
Oh, no, that's the water pipe.
Oh, yes, of course. Silly of me.
That's it right there. You'll find a plug in the bottom of it. Just unscrew that. Then you clean out the junk that stopped it up.
Just as I thought.
No, no, the other way. Here, let me help you with that, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, if you insist...
Uncle Mort, you let him go. Ben, for goodness sake, come on now.
Now, now, it won't take but a minute, my dear.
But the ice will be melted before we get there.
We've practically got it, haven't we, Ben?
Well, I don't know. This plug seems to be stuck.
Uncle Mort, it's getting dark. You've had Ben under there for 2 hours.
We've almost got it. Keep up the good work, Ben.
No room here for a wrench. That's the trouble. And somebody's chewed this plug all up. Can't get a purchase on it.
Well, we might as well give up the idea of skating now.
Don't say that, my dear.
There, now she's coming.
Fine work, my boy. You've got it loose. I can do the rest.
That's all right. It'll only take a minute now.
Ben, are you coming? If you're not coming, I'll go skating with Leroy.
Oh, my goodness, not that. Run along now, you two. Enjoy your holiday.
What's left of it.
I don't want to hold you up. Thanks a lot, Ben. I can finish it now.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Gildersleeve. Hope it works out all right.
Leroy!
Yes, Unc?
Give me a hand here.
Oh, Aw, gee, Unc, I want to go with them.
I haven't any time to lose. I've got to get this tub fixed so Bertie can wash my shirt so I can go to that affair tonight. Wait till I crawl under here. Ugh. Give me a shove. Now grab a hold of this wrench and pull, and don't let go or it'll fall in my face.
Okay.
There, it's coming once more now. That's it.
Mr. Gillsleeve?
Just a minute, Bertie. Again, Leroy. Fine. I can turn it with my fingers now.
Mr. Gillsleeve.
I've almost got it. Oh!
You got it.
I'll say he's got it.
Unc, hold your hand over it. Bertie, get a pan.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that mess, Mr. Gillsleeve.
Bertie, can't you see I'm busy now?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to tell you never mind about that tub.
What?
I found a clean dress shirt right in your top drawer.
Oh!
Is this it?
This is it, Leela.
The Keystone Club. I suppose when we're married, you'll come here night after night while I sit at home in the governor's mansion.
Not a chance. You're too beautiful for that, my dear.
Oh, now, you're just saying that, but I love to hear it.
Shall we go in?
Wait a minute. Let me fix your tie first. There, I think you look real noble, as a governor should.
Let me see. Have I got my notes? I thought I'd have a few words ready, you know, in case I'm called on.
Oh, I think you should.
Yes, I'm all set. Well, wish me luck, darling.
Oh, I do, Throckmorton. I wish us both luck.
Well, if it ain't Mr. Gildersleeve. Come right in, folks.
Thanks.
How are you? Glad you could come.
Mr. Kemp, I'd like to present my fiancée, Mrs. Ransom.
Fiancée? Well, it's a pleasure, Ms. Ransom. Congratulations to the both of you. Say, I wonder if you'd excuse us a moment, Mrs. Ransom. You make yourself comfortable here and we'll be right back, okay?
Certainly.
Mr. Gildersleeve, I'd just like to introduce you to the chairman of our finance committee.
Oh, fine.
It won't take a minute. It's a little formality we usually go through with the new members. Right in here. Chief, I'd like to have you meet Mr. Gildersleeve. Mr. Gildersleeve is up for membership here.
Oh, yes. Glad to make your acquaintance, Gildersleeve. My name is Crutchfester. Close that door, Kemp, will you? Kemp's probably told you, Gildersleeve. We're mighty glad to have you with us here. Now, if you'll just sign the application, everything will be in order except for the little matter of the initiation fee.
Oh, yes. How much is that? Oh,
that will be $100.
$100?
If you don't happen to have it on you, your check will do. Made out to cash.
Wait a minute. Maybe I don't understand. What kind of club is this?
It's a political club, Mr. Gildersleeve. You want to stay in politics, don't you?
But $100? That's...
Listen, Gildersleeve, we're offering you our support. You don't expect that for nothing, do you?
Well...
You want to be water commissioner, don't you?
Water commissioner? I'm that now.
All right, you'd like to be reelected, wouldn't you?
Oh, so that's it. Well, let me tell you, Crutchfaster, I don't care if I never spend another day in public office. I won't give you a cent. By George, I'm not going to be blackmailed by any cheap political crook.
Oh, just a minute. Who are you calling a crook?
Yeah, who are you calling a crook?
I'm calling you both crooks.
Throckmorton.
Just a minute, Leela. Listen, you big lug, you can't scare me.
We'll see about that.
And you can't shut me up either. I'll fight you if it costs me my job and everything else. Come on, Leela. Let's get out of here.
Throckmorton, what happened? Why are we leaving?
Leela, the whole thing was a big jip. They wanted me to pay $100 for their nomination.
They did?
Yes, but I told them where they could get off.
Throckmorton, I'm glad you did.
You are?
Certainly.
That's very heartening, Leela. When a man sets his face against political corruption, it's a mighty fine feeling to know that the woman he loves is standing shoulder to shoulder with him, come what may. You're sure you have no regrets, my dear?
Pay those scalawags $100 to keep your job? I should say not.
What a woman.
For that kind of money, they ought to make you a senator.
Oh!
Thank you.
Well, Throckmorton, you see what I mean about living in a small town. Here we are all dressed up and no place to go but the drugstore.
You're right, Layla. Peavy, you might at least put some booze in here. I think it would increase your business.
Well, there's several sides to that question.
Nonsense. If you had some booths, your customers could have a little privacy.
That's just the trouble, Mr. Gildersleeve. I kind of like to know what my customers are doing.
Peavy, you're nothing but an old snoop.
Well, now, I wouldn't say that. I'm only 63.
Oh, good night, Peavy. Good night, everybody.
Music heard on this program was directed by Claude Sweeten. This is Brian Hendrickson speaking for the Kraft Cheese Company and inviting you to listen in again next Sunday for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
This presentation of the Great Gildersleeve starred Lee Delaney as the Great Gildersleeve. Missy Carl played Leroy, with Cindy Martin Asher as Marjorie and Lisette Ralph as Bertie. Laura Lynn Lahr played Bessie and Pam Hungate played Leela Ransom. Nick Helton was the judge, with yours truly Bob Hutchison as Mr. Peavy. Also in our cast, you heard John Greenway as Kemp, Stuart Talbert as Ben, and Michael Moki O'Reilly as Crutchfaster. The production was directed by Mike Wheeler. This is Bob Hutchison speaking and inviting you to join us again next time for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah, Tonto always called the Lone Ranger Kemosabe.
Just what does Kemosabe mean?
It means he who picks up the check.
Whew. That lets me out.
We are all aware of that. Did you pick up my podcasts?
What podcast?
The podcast I asked you to pick up. It was on the to-do list. Where's the to-do list?
I don't know.
No podcasts and no to-do list. Have I got that right?
Well, yeah, but about those podcasts. When I asked, the store said they didn't carry them anymore. Here, they gave me a card.
For a good time.
Oh, whoa, wrong card. Here, try this one.
For a good podcast, go to AmericanRadioTheater.org.
Okay, what kind of podcast do they have?
Turn the card over.
Experience interdimensional travel in a unique way. Horror, comedy, drama, recreations of lost radio shows. AmericanRadioTheater.org is your ticket to a new life in the off-world colonies. Solve ghoulish crimes, tap dance with the stars, travel to the East Pole. We want you to come with us. Pending handwriting analysis.
Wow, that's weird.
Look, why don't you go online and check it out yourself? It doesn't cost anything. And I've already submitted a sample of your handwriting.
What sample?
The to-do list.
Let's listen to some music from the days of old-time radio.
A while back, a Hollywood hermit named Eden Abez wrote a song called Nature Boy. Most of us thought Mr. Abez was a one-song composer, but he's fooled us. He's just written another song which looks like Nature Boy all over again. And here is Tony Alamo to sing it.
Oh, come, my love, and live with me beside the ever-chanting sea. We'll live beneath the open sky and share the simple things of life as one. I'll bring you the gold of the dusk and the dawn. We'll speak of love eternally. For nothing else could sweeter be. As endless as the sky, our love shall never die. Oh, come, my love, and live with me. eternally. For nothing else could sweeter be. As endless as the sky, our love shall never die. Oh, come, my love, and live with me.
Some time ago, we were at a recording session at Victor when this next number came up in conversation during a break. I decided to have Don Cornell and the Cadets try it out, and it's turned out to be a bestseller. Come on up here, fellows, and show the folks what it sounds like.
I love you, yes, I do. I want you, yes, I do. I know you know it's true. From the way I look at you, you love me, yes, you do. You need me, I need you. That's why I'm never blue. Since I first laid eyes on you, I guess you knew it from the start, from the day you took my heart. One girl I'll always admire. Darling, you're my guiding star. I must be wherever you are. You set my world on fire. I miss you, yes, I do. Must hug you, kiss you too. I'm yours my whole life through. I love you, yes, I do.
Here's a favorite description of ours. It's from volume one of our Dusty Manuscripts. 5'2". Inquisitive three cadets still looking.
5'2", eyes of blue, but oh, what those 5 foot could do. Has anybody seen my girl? Turned up nose, turned on hose, never had another beau. Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you
wandering boys, the dashing three cadets.
Toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye. Toot, toot, tootsie, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you, no words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, tootsie, and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Oh, ho, ho, tut, tut, tootsie, don't cry. Toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye.
Joined the band, he was a specialist in romantic ballads. He wasn't singing about love, he just wasn't singing. But since then, he's proved he can handle any kind of a song. Take this one, for example. Sing it, Tony.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay, but that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray, while that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Good Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver lining. Lift me to paradise. Wash all my troubles away, like that lucky old son. Give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Say, Don, pull that platform over here for Laura, will you please? Thank you, dear boy. You see, folks, little Laura Leslie is so tiny, she barely reaches up to Don Cornell's shoulder. So when they sing together, we have to put little Laura on a platform so she can reach the microphone. The platform's set, so let's hear the two of you sing this grand old tune from our dusty manuscripts.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along singing a song. Side by side.
Don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our load, side by side.
Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall?
Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all.
When they've all had their quarrels and parted,
we'll be the same as we started.
Just traveling along, singing a song, side by side.
Thank you.
John Cornell claims this next tune is one of his favorites, which isn't hard to understand once you hear the way he sings it.
Valley High may call you any night, any day. In your heart, you'll hear it call you. Come away, come away. Valley High will whisper on the wind of the sea. Here am I.
To the Broncos of Santa Clara, the football warriors are in full sway across the nation. And in the Midwest, we salute the Fighting Illini with a song that rocks their rooting section these Saturday afternoons.
every cadet sings.
Jealous heart.
Jealous heart, oh jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven her away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm the lonely one. I was part of everything she planned for, and I know
is with us, it's almost time to be a putting the fodder in the shop, as we say in Ohio, and a dancing on the old barn floor. So, Laura Leslie, come on over here, gal. And let's be a showing the neighbors how to go about it, like we did on that there Victor record.
You want to dance for days, so grab your partner, take a chance. Try an Hollywood square dance. It's as easy as can be. You do it once and you will see. You square your shoulders, then advance. Try an Hollywood square dance. Ring around the rosy, park full cozy. Watch your little cozy as you go round and round and round underneath the arches. Careful of your arches. Everybody marches. Big romance, do an Hollywood square dance. Ring
around
Rosie.
Well, and left with your left hand, back to your partner, right and left hand. Swing Grandma across the hall. She ain't been swung since play last fall.
Watch a little
Rosie. Chase that rabbit, chase that squirrel, chase that pretty girl round the world.
If you go round, 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 I'll lift the arches. Careful of your arches. Everybody marches. A one, two, three, four, here we go. Now, if at first you don't succeed, just try again. That's all you need, and soon you'll find your big romance doing Hollywood square dance.
Before you leave,
pocketful cozy.
Swing your ma, swing your pa. Now then, swing your mother-in-law.
Watch a little cozy.
Swing that gal so pretty and neat. Now that gal with the great big feet.
As you go round, round, round underneath the arches. Careful of your arches. Everybody marches. A one, a two, a three, a four, and here we go. Now if at first you don't succeed, just try again. That's all you need, and soon you'll find your big romance doing the Hollywood square.
Thank you.
Aw, gee, that's all the time I've got for today. Tune your calendar to December 12th for the Christmas Old Time Radio Marathon, Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific, that's noon Eastern, to 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, at radiooutofthepast.org in the Fred Bertelsen Room. That's on December the 12th. See you then.